It's the crossover hour. It's that time again right here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons stays on. Joe Torti joins aboard. Devon, how are you doing this fine evening?
I'm doing all right, man. A lot of fun conversation with the folks tonight on both the Eagles and America's team stuff. Robert Covington always starting trouble, and we're here for another hour. Maybe we can get into some of that with you as well.
Yeah, I got stuff.
You got stuff?
I got stuff.
All right,
but
stuff is good.
I heard this driving in, and I'm like, oh, I have more stuff now, okay? So here's what I want to get into, right? We'll start off with the NFL stuff first. We're going to get to some phone calls and the Robert Covington stuff in just a little bit here. But let me ask you something, because the question that I had with this whole America's team debate was literally the first sentence in the Gil Brandt article, is what does it take to be America's team?
Right.
As long as we're you know, making arguments and things like that, I want to get you on the record to set the definition first before we even get moving with this thing. When we're talking about America's team, what does that even mean?
Well, of course, it has to do certainly with the play on the field, number one. But then it also extends from that to the fan base overall, the reach that it has in the football community, and just the fact that it's one of those things, because he even points out that, when Dallas was that team, when it started happening in the 1978 campaign, it was about the highlight film from NFL films that got things started. But the marketing genius of Tex Schramm, he loved it, the whole deal and all that stuff. So it's an interesting thing. Again, it's very subjective, and it has to do with winning. It has to do with the likability, too, of the team and the reach of the fan base overall throughout the country. Now, the one thing that the Eagles don't have going in their favor is NFL fans hate the Philadelphia Eagle fans.
Yep. Absolutely. Not necessarily even the team.
The
just
fans.
The supporters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's like, Premier
reach,
League soccer,
yes,
or something.
Yes, but the
like
reach
that
is there because the team is supported big time. The fans travel.
Yep.
They're in other cities because they've moved on for work or family or whatever it might be. They are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the support, there's no one else in the league that supports their football team the way the Philadelphia Eagle fans do. So if the Eagles were that team as America's team, I think that would be part of the criteria for them specifically versus any of the other 31 teams around the league.
Okay. Yep, you're right about that. There's definitely some obstacles that the Eagles would have to overcome. But when it comes down to discussions like this, I use something that I affectionately call the alien test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I got in an argument with members of my family recently. Or not that recently, but recently enough that I remember. That I said football is the most important thing in America, period. Like, what are you talking about? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, what about religion? What about the news? What about politics? What about all these other things, right? I'm like, nope, football is the most important thing in America. Mm-hmm. Like, how can you possibly say that? I said, well, if you look, the center of just about every American household, right or wrong now, is the television. Like, whatever it is, right or wrong,
I love TV
too much. Yeah, that's what the family's built around. You know, your family time, spending time around the TV, even when you're eating dinner, whatever. If you're beaming that stuff out into space, right, and if aliens are sentient enough to be able to come to the planet Earth and pick up all of the radio transmissions and the signals and everything else, right, the first thing that they would notice about the United States of America is a preoccupation with this football thing.
Yes.
It's the first thing they notice.
What is this thing right here?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Reality TV? Nope. Not even close. Mm-mm. Football gets talked about, broadcasted, mm-hmm. broken down more than just about anything in America. So when you're talking about America's team, you're talking about the most important chunk to the biggest number of people of the most important thing in America.
Mm-hmm.
Let's use the alien test again.
Okay.
Let's say that these aliens have developed this ability to move sometime in the last 15 years here, right? Everything that Gil Brandt lays out about the Dallas Cowboys is so far in ancient history,
I
can't even have that conversation.
I know.
Gil Brandt's talking about how Dallas is the default number one because of the winning. I'm like, when? What went? He says, oh, well, that's not going to change. They're America's team. That's not changing just because of one season opening loss. I'm like, all right, how about like decades of failure since the late 1990s?
Pretty much.
So, Devon, objectively, if you're one of these aliens and you're coming down any time in the last 15 years, and dominance is one of the most essential elements to determining who America's team is, who's the answer? Who's the obvious answer?
That would be the New England Patriots.
And if you're the aliens, you're like, this makes a whole lot of sense.
Yes.
There's a red, white, and blue thing going on. Mm-hmm. They're the Patriots. Mm-hmm. It's that they've won all these Super Bowls and everything. Right. Honestly, if you're out there, you might be able to go up and down the rosters of Tottenham and everything else with those teams in the Premier League. And if you can, God bless you. More power to you. But if you're just an outsider, an American, looking at the British Premier League, you're picking up Manchester United, Manchester City. You know, because these teams have won a whole lot, that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. It's not the only thing.
It's the most important thing.
It's the most
important.
That's
where you start.
That's where you start.
Yep.
Now, you hit on something, though, with this fan base thing. Because I think, and I'm sorry for telling everybody this, America's team of baseball is, has been, and will continue to be the New York Yankees.
Can't stand it.
I don't like it, but it's true.
Can't stand it.
Here's the truth.
Okay.
There's just, it's a huge, huge contingent of Yankees fans, right? And there's also a huge contingent of anybody but the Yankees fans. But either way, everybody's thinking about them. That's the level of power that the New England Patriots have right now, right? Because we can look at the Super Bowl and we can say everyone is rooting for the Eagles. Did everybody love the Eagles that much? Or is half the country like, I hate the Patriots?
That's what it was.
Anybody but
America's
Patriots.
Team that day.
It's what it is.
Uh-huh.
So when you look at it, Devon, through that lens, let's just throw all of the other teams out of it. Just the Patriots and the Eagles, is the support of half the country in the Super Bowl like that? Where everyone's, if you're not rooting for the Eagles during the season, you're rooting for them in the Super Bowl. Does that count more? Or is it more like the Patriots are so far inside everybody's brains that it literally couldn't be any other team except them?
For 18 years, right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I hear you. You're absolutely right. I didn't even think about it like that.
Is there any
for the fact that, again, you get to the Super Bowl and everybody's like, okay, I've had enough.
Right.
Somebody please, outside of the New York Giants, knock this team off.
Well, thank goodness that there's another team.
And there's new blood, right? The Falcons couldn't get it done. Not saying, and then you know what? The Falcons weren't even America's team for that game. People were just like, okay, we hope they win, but whatever.
Right.
Right? Yep. There was something about the Eagles, the fact that you had the backup quarterback, you had the coach who goes for it on fourth down.
All the
defense
injuries.
Was crazy. The underdog mentality with the masks and everything. Your starting quarterback is on the bench. All of the injuries. Everything played into it. And again, it's a big city like Philadelphia where you can lean on that as well.
Yep, there's no doubt. But I can't help but find these similarities that in order to be, like, for example, when Dallas was truly America's team, I would say that there were just as many people that were rooting against the Dallas Cowboys as were rooting for them.
Probably so.
There's something to this villain thing, right? Whether it's Duke, whether it's the New York Yankees, whether it's the New England Patriots, in order to actually be the most important like team in a sport, there have to be people that hate you, and a lot of them. You can't be like the Oakland Athletics, where everybody's like, oh, yay, go Oakland. And then if they're winning, everyone's like, okay, well, like, I'm fine with it. Could the plucky Athletics get it done?
Look at the Golden State Warriors. No one hated the Golden State Warriors.
Nah, not until recently.
Until they won two championships, and then Kevin Durant came to Oakland. Now they are hated, the most hated team in basketball.
Right. Excellence breeds contempt.
Yep.
And that's a huge part of it.
Yep.
So I want to unpack
that. But a lot of people tonight, Joe, were saying, we don't want that. Because we love our own bubble. Stay away. We don't want you. You can root for us on that day against the Patriots.
Right.
But other than that, stay away. This is our stuff.
I'm interested in that to a large degree because I think that there's some merit to that. And then there's some of it looking at it from a short-sighted perspective. Philadelphia is one of the pettiest sports cities in America, right? We own that proudly, do we not? Remember?
I want my own bubble. Stay away.
Exactly.
Right.
And if you didn't believe then, blah, blah, you're never going to be allowed
on. If you didn't like the process, stay away. Your own fan base.
Here's the thing, though. I want the Eagles
right?
in particular.
Right?
You're right. But I want them to be in the minds of everybody. I don't even care if it's positive or negative. I want the Eagles to be the most important thing. I'm done with the Patriots. I'm ready for the Eagles to be the team that a huge chunk of people love and that everybody else hates. Because think about how you can expand your pettiness to if everybody cares about the Eagles, then your stings and your memes and your barbs count more than just in Minnesota. It can count everywhere.
Right.
Isn't
right.
that great?
Right, right.
I don't know. Am I crazy for looking at it through this
no,
lens?
Not at all. Keep going.
All right, I'm just asking. I just want to know because the whole, I love the no one likes us, we don't care, except there's a second verse to that that we're not hearing. We also want more people to care about us, positively or negatively. You deserve it.
See, this is what I brought up earlier, too. When Carson Wentz went down, they had the number one seed, you get the bye week. You're not favorite against the Atlanta Falcons.
Correct.
Why are we being disrespected? This is what we got. Phone calls, tweets,
yep.
All of it. Going to Minnesota. Why are we being disrespected? Why are we not number one on the NFL Sunday broadcast of the team to beat?
Right.
When you're talking about us, why are we not the team to beat?
Correct.
So you want that love and that recognition, but when it comes in the form of Gil Brandt putting you in America's team conversation, you're like, hold on.
Yeah, how come the arm's length?
Hold on. Stiff arm. This is mine. This is us all alone. Leave us be.
Right. But we've got to take inventory that, think about if you switched out the Eagles and you talked about Duke or the New York Yankees or the New England Patriots, the reaction's the same. How in the world do you not have my team first? It's time for us to just own it. Like, we've gotten to be that.
Embrace it. Yes. It is. Now, listen, I said it too. I don't think they're America's team because they have not done it yet.
For a long, sustainable period.
They do have the ingredients. The quarterback,
yep.
The head coach, the young players like Lane Johnson, even though he's, what, 5 years in the six mm-hmm. years in the league now, whatever, still technically young. They have stuff
yep.
that could make them this team going forward that if they continue to win, they have this consistent run in the NFC where they get to the NFC Championship game, the Super
yep.
Bowl, win one more. They are going to be in that conversation. Will you love them nationally, or will they become the Patriots, the Golden State Warriors, the New York Yankees, that type of thing? Because right. the Philadelphia fan base will let you know that they are two-time Super Bowl champions and let you know constantly that they are two-time Super Bowl champions. And they should.
Devon, that's the best part.
And they should.
That's the best.
Own it.
What would you have known even a little bit about New England Patriots fans before the dynasty? What would you have known about Golden State Warriors fans before the dynasty, okay? And look at what that's turned into. Now you see the Philadelphia fans coming before they had anything to win before, and now they're actually winning. I'm telling you, the team shouldn't care about this, but we should as fans. This should be our target.
And that's why the people were like, listen, hey, we're good. Leave us in our bubble. We're good. Get out everybody else.
I guess so. Let's go to the phone, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Dean in Mount Airy. Dean, what's happening, man?
What's up, Devon and Joe?
What's happening, man?
Hey, listen, I'm embracing it because I lived through those years where the Cowboys were supposed to be America's team. And, you know, before they became the Cowboys, they were the Texans. And they weren't really selling big in the market. You know what I mean? Just like the Raiders. Everybody, you know, you got more Raiders fans than they haven't won since the 70s.
Right. It's a well-marketed team and everything else. And for a long
right.
time, the Raiders were thought of as like the Outlaws and the mm-hmm. Renegades, and everybody's rooting against the Raiders, but everybody was thinking about the Raiders.
And then you had somebody, you had your coach saying, was the execution or excellence or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the slogans were. But I hated the Cowboys. I hated the Cowboys. That's what made me hate the Cowboys back in the day, because every media outlet was the Cowboys. Every line was about Tony Dorsett, Drew Pearson, Preston Pearson.
Mm-hmm. You're right, but I would bet, Dean, the Cowboys fans didn't hate that. That's what I'm saying. For Philadelphia fans, if this happened, it wouldn't be so bad for us. I know that we're saying, oh, stay out of the bubble, but once it happens, that's like Brett Brown saying he doesn't want to be the general manager. You can say that, but when it
right.
happens, I mean, it's a pretty sweet deal.
Exactly. And see, the thing about it is, what I hate the most about it is that We're a large fan base ourselves. People don't like us because we're knowledgeable, and I take that every day of the week because we know about our teams, and not only do we know about our teams, we know about most of their teams too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Players on their team,
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Dean. And you know what? Thanks for the phone call.
Oh, you certainly do.
That's a huge part of it, too, is that, to be honest with you, as insufferable as they are, there are very few fan bases that I would prefer to talk about baseball with than New York Yankees fans, just because of how important baseball is to that city.
They know the game.
They know the game.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what football is like in Philadelphia. That's what it is. There's no beaches here. You're not going to the shore after your team loses to hang out on the beach, right? You're sitting there chopping up the league. That's what we do here in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. That's the way it works. Football is the most important thing to us.
It is. And it's funny because you'll have those stretches where the Sixers will do something and they'll take some of the shine away from them, or the Phillies would do it like they did from the stretch when they went to the World Series twice, winning one. There'll be those moments. But as we're seeing, if they win the Super Bowl, it's hard to surpass. Now, the Sixers are creeping still.
Sure.
They are. The interest is there now for things to get ready to start next week, next weekend, for training camp to get underway. People are excited because you have stuff there. You have Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid.
Yes.
So that's why when you bring up the point of how you want to keep it to yourself, no. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid are ours. They were ours. If you weren't involved in the rebuild, you cannot root for them. If you killed us nationally, you cannot talk about how good we are. And that's the same with the Eagles, of course. Hey, that America's Team stuff, leave that over there.
See, that's insane to me. It's insane to me because, like, think about how popular the Sixers are anyway.
Uh-huh.
And there's something artificial nationally about how popular they are. Why? Because people are sick of Golden State. They're sick of LeBron. It's like, oh, it's a new shiny thing that might be something. Like,
yep.
That's why you latch on to the Six. That's why we latched on to the Oklahoma City Thunder. We were hoping that was a team that would take down the Spurs and the Celtics and all the boring old teams that always win.
Boring.
That's why we locked on to those teams, right?
Yeah.
The Thunder teams are rooting for something new. You have the chance to blow it up huge here in Philadelphia.
Absolutely. That's why you go after LeBron, Kawhi,
yes.
Paul George, and all those names. Oh, let's go trade for Klay Thompson and CJ McCollum because it's going to make us that much better, and we're going to be one of those top teams in the NBA.
Yes.
But you cannot root for us. Okay?
It's crazy. Are you in that boat? Are you in the you can't root for us boat nationally?
No, I don't mind it. Of course, you want that recognition.
Yes.
That's why you're out there, to be respected. And to be respected, you have to be recognized. And if you go out there and you have that success on the court, on the field, on the ice, that is going to come, and you're going to have to embrace it. If you want those 37 nationally televised games in the NBA,
earn them. You're dealing with it. That's what
you deal with it.
That's what it. Look,
you want to play on Thursday now.
That's what
right?
it is.
That's the TNT game.
What I'm getting at and what I'm digging at here with my central thesis is this America's Team label has nothing to do with having the most fans. It has to do with being the team that is on the forefront of the most people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have a playoff game against the Jacksonville Jaguars and they're talking about the New England Patriots. That's what's happening. That's how much the Patriots are living in everybody's heads right now. Yeah, we're not even talking about, some of us are. I don't want to lump everybody in. We're not talking about, the Eagles are the Super Bowl champions. People are like, hey, remember Tom Brady lost to a backup quarterback?
Yep.
That's how people frame it.
Mm-hmm.
We won, and it's still in our minds that way.
Yep.
I want that. I want that here.
You deserve that.
Yes.
You deserve that.
We all do.
You do.
Let's go to Chris in Williamstown. Chris, you're on the Joe Torti Show. Devon Givens alongside. What's happening, man?
What's going on, Joe? What's going on, D?
Chris, what's happening, man?
You know, look, guys, I already feel like we are America's team. Like, whether it's people showing up in Arizona to see the Phillies play or San Francisco, it's like, come on, Joe, you being a Phillies head would know. We've seen other fans in other towns for our Phillies. And Devon, we've seen plenty of Sixers fans around the country. Not so much Flyers, Eagles, yes. But those three that I mentioned, we see all around the league already.
Yeah. I mean, we travel and represent very well in this city. Whether it's people living in other cities or traveling to all the games, that's always been a plus.
And you know what, too, guys? If you look at, let's say, Allen Iverson when he was with the Sixers, they had the one great team. Everything else was really just about Allen Iverson. Unfortunately, I mean, he had great, nice players like Aaron McKee and so on, Theo Ratliff and so on, players that you gravitated to. You like them. But, Chris and Joe, Allen Iverson made them that type of America's team because of his draw.
Yep.
Of what he meant to not just the game, but the things off the court because of what he meant to so many people. So then you had Sixer fans out of nowhere from all of these different places because, again, of the gravitational pull, because of the interest of him, that one sole player. So when you talk about a team that has all of it, like the Eagles, where you have so many different people, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah. And gentlemen, before I go, you know, I thought I would pose it to you, Devon, because me and Joe talk on the daily pretty much, it seems. You know, look, as far as the Tampa Bay game coming up, you know, I know you probably saw the Saints game that they played and how they won. You know, even without DeSean Jackson, like, the guy that they're talking about coming up and filling his role is not no slouch. This guy is a proven guy who stepped in last year for DeSean and Mike Evans when they were out, you know, and so he's a third person you got to worry about. I need to know that if that, what about their running back crew? Cause you know what? That's probably the unknown for me at this point. And if our defense is going to be successful in stopping them, if they're one dimensional, that makes it so much easier for us and it would benefit us more. If they don't really have a running game to support that receiving core.
Well, we know Doug Martin is no longer there for the football team right now. They have what, Peyton Barber?
Yeah, he's their starting back.
He's starting back. And who's the wide receiver he was talking about? Because the only one I can think of is Chris Godwin.
Yeah, that might be it. I know they have Justin Watson there from Penn.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have like a depth chart that's full of, of stacked guys.
Yeah, he wasn't, whoever it was, didn't really fill in for DeSean Jackson, quote unquote. Maybe Chris Godwin had some nice moments last year if DeSean went down or if Mike Evans went down. They have a nice trio of Evans, Jackson, and Godwin. So, I like their wide receiver core. It's going to be a nice test. Tyler and I were talking about it. It's a nice test for the Birds and their secondary. I don't know if, even know if you heard it, Joe. Jaws was saying during his show that he thinks it's the best secondary in the NFL.
We've been talking about some pretty good secondaries recently, and especially considering Hargraves is a little banged up, goes on injury reserve
today. Grimes is a little banged up, too.
We'll see. By the way, I don't know if he could have been talking about Adam Humphries, right? Could he?
Could he have been?
It's
I don't think so. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my guess.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. Devon and Joe will be right back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic. This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds look to start the season 2-0 this Sunday when they head down to Tampa to face the Bucks. Nick Foles will get the start as Carson Wentz is still not medically cleared to play, but ESPN NFL insider Chris Mortensen says that he could be medically cleared come week 3. The big question for this weekend, will we see the same Bucks offense who scored 48 points against New Orleans on Sunday?
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
Every Philly sports fan knows how good winning feels. Well, that's exactly how injured people feel when they win. I should know. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. My firm has been winning for injured people for over 48 years. We've won hundreds of millions. We win because we have the right team, the right players, and the determination and passion to win each day. Injured, call the Rothenberg Law Firm. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or visit InjuryLawyer.com.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. Get a great rate on internet, TV, and more. For 2 years, my jaw's out on the floor. Plus, even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR. Yeah. And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, term and DVR promo, regular rates apply.
It's the little things, like our first goal of the season. That's my baby.
or scoring huge savings at the People's One Big Sale. Because Friday through Sunday, the more you buy, the more you save. Buy one item, get 40% off. Buy two, get 50% off. Buy three or more, and you'll score 60% off. Plus, our Super Blowout Doorbuster gets you an extra 70% off already reduced prices on shoes, beauty, and more. Hurry in. Peebles. Little things mean everything. Peebles is part of our Sage family. Offer exclusions apply.
So, John, what should the Eagles' focus be this season?
Eagles fast play, for sure.
As opposed to what?
I'm talking Eagles fast play tickets from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Playing's faster than our wide receiver running a slant.
Faster than our defense blitzing the QB?
Oh, yeah. The game's got progressive top prizes, plus second chance drawings for Eagles game tickets, meet and greets, autographed merchandise, and more.
Wow, I'm going to get mine fast.
Fast play. Play fast. Win instantly. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill. Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
The Birds are back. To celebrate, you're invited to City Life Church in South Philly this Sunday, where team chaplain Ted Winsley will share the same message he gave to the team before they won it all. All guests will be eligible for giveaways, including jerseys and a gift card to Chickies and Pete's. Services will be held at South Philadelphia High School at 10 and 11:30 a.m. with free parking. Come out this Sunday in your favorite jersey and be inspired by Ted's incredible story. Visit citylifephilly.com for more information. That's citylifephilly.com.
Hi, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation. It's back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Beat the fall rush. Window Nation has extra capacity now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get one free window for every one you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free, with no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest until 2020. That's like a free ride until 2020. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or even treat yourself. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get one free window for every one you buy. Buy four, get four free. There's no limit. Plus 0% interest until 2020. This is like free money. Do a little homework today. Get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer. The king wishes me to tell thee to let the bot light flow forth at thine tailgate. Oh, dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sports talk for Plymouth Meeting and all of Montgomery County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Devon Gibbons, Joe Torti, 97.5. The Fanatic. Tyler Zuli is producing this evening's programming. I'm taking you up until midnight. We've only got Devon for another half hour here.
I'm here.
Got to get in the good stuff here.
Yeah, I'm here.
America's team, forefront of the consciousness of everybody. We say, oh, bring on... Here's the truth. We look inward and we reflect and we're honest with ourselves, Devon. I think that we have a crisis of personality here in Philadelphia.
Is that what it is?
I think that we say, oh, I hate how people disrespect us. And I think we live for that. I think we like actually thrive on it. So expanding that to not just regionally, not just NFC East, not just Minnesota now, but nationally. Bringing in haters from everywhere, I think it would pump us up even more as a fan base.
Yeah, because think about when the run was happening a year ago and what was, let's just say, a Skip Bayless show or an ESPN show, Stephen A. Smith show. Why are the Eagles not being talked about first on whatever rundown that they have or PTI? Or in that conversation... Why are you saying the Minnesota Vikings or the New Orleans Saints are better than us?
Right. Yes.
And so you want to talk about it. You want to be talked about it in that way, in that regard. But then once you achieve the ultimate, okay, back off.
Yeah.
We got it from here.
See, that surprises
me. And that's the weird thing because, again, it's that dynamic of that give and take. Do I want it? Do I not want it? Well, do I know how to handle this?
Right.
Am I handling this right?
This is completely uncharted territory for us, right? We've never been in the position where we support the defending champs. I'm telling you, we're working through some stuff, all right? LeBron James never went to college, had to get his 4 years down in Miami with his boys to get the college experience.
Yes.
And then comes back. All right? We're experimenting at this point.
Yes.
We can say that we don't want anybody. I'm telling you, people, just think it through a little bit. Think it through.
Just a little bit.
Let's go to Tom in L.A. Tom, you're on with Devon and Joe. What's happening, man?
Hey, Devon and Joe. How you doing? Greetings from L.A. tonight.
Tommy,
how you doing?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, just getting ready. I got a couple guys. We're heading down to that Tampa game, provided we don't get there.
I was about to say, be careful.
That storm sitting out there, so should be a good trip.
Yeah, good luck.
Hey guys, I know you're talking, but what are you guys thinking about wide receivers right now? Like, what, you know, we got Alshon that's going to be out, obviously, and you know it just seems that he really needs somebody that's an A player, I think, out there to be able to get some separation and hopefully score some touchdowns for us. Any rumors on Dez or anything like that, or what?
No, we haven't had any of those rumors, and we know they worked out Corey Coleman and Rashard Perriman, and Coleman signed with the Patriots. Perriman is still out there. They went with Kamar Aiken. I think it's more, Tom and Joe, that it has to do with the quarterback finding his rhythm. If those guys can get a little bit of separation and he can get the rhythm going with his wide receivers and his tight ends with Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert, I think all of that would take care of itself because there were times, even with Alshon Jeffrey, where he wasn't basically the number one target a year ago. It was Zach Ertz. It was Nelson Aguilar. So I think it's a trickle-down, Tom, of number one, the quarterback finding his rhythm. Number two, those guys catching those passes once they get open. And then everything else will take care of itself. It's an added bonus, of course, when you get your number one wide receiver back. And they desperately need him. But I think they can do without him for right now, Tom.
Yeah, I think Ertz just had a bad game. I mean, dropping three passes.
Never
like
drops
the
football.
That's so out of character of him. So he never drops. So we'll see what him and Dallas, maybe they play him together, and let's see if we can get some yardage out of both of them.
I want to see a lot of that, Tom. Whole lot. Thanks for the phone call, man. Whole lot of that two tight end set.
A bunch of it.
Look, I'm ready to own it, okay? The Eagles aren't going to be the Chiefs, all right? You don't have DeAnthony Thomas and Tyreek Hill these burner after burner after burner. They're a slow power offense when it comes to their pass catching.
And we've adapted
weapons
to that, watching that, and we're good with it.
It's cool.
You just move up and down the field.
Yes.
Just get in the end zone. That's it.
Look,
we like the explosive play, but if it doesn't happen and it still results in seven, thumbs up, my man.
You're playing the turkey bowl, Devon. Your 6-year-old nephew might be way faster than you.
Yes.
Way faster.
Uh-huh.
They drop you in the ball. Your 6-year-old nephew who comes up to your waist is not stopping you from catching the ball, or you don't need separation. That's the way it works. You've got Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert. I don't need to see the burning. Like, seriously, I don't need to see Tyreek Hill racing across the formation and getting away from
it. It would be nice.
Would it be cool? Yeah, absolutely.
It would be nice. I would like to see Shelton Gibson get some type of opportunity to make some noise in that fashion. But if he doesn't, and they move it down the field because no yards. I've complained about Zach Ertz and the yards after the catch for the last couple of years. That said, the way that he's been doing it, the way he did it last season specifically, I love it.
Yeah.
And now you have Dallas Goedert, you add that to it. I love that as well. I love that as well.
By the way, I'm not doing anything rash because, I don't know if you saw this day, I'm sure you did, that Alshon Jeffrey had a big breakthrough today. He practiced today, was doing individual stuff, was catching passes from Carson Wentz. The reports suggest that not just Jeffrey, but also Wentz could be back as soon as next week. So you're telling
Jeffrey too?
Jeffrey too.
Ooh.
Could be back by as soon as next week.
Against the Colts.
We'll see. But I'm not needing to go crazy and sign any. I'm certainly not needing to sign Rashard Perriman. I'm still passing on Dez. If you're telling me that I got to hang in there one more week, maybe two more weeks before I get Alshon Jeffrey back, I'm cool. I'll just sit back and play my position.
Yeah, I still think I'm in the camp of next man up for right now.
Yep.
But I would have been interested in Corey Coleman. if they went that route.
Potential.
I would.
And now that you know the Patriots wanted him. that's the other
right.
thing.
You know what he's going to do. He's going to go out there and go nuts.
Well, you know, that's just the way it works. Mm-mm-mm. See how the Patriots are in our heads? It could be the Eagles. If we just embrace the America's team thing, make that the goal, it could be the Eagles.
Embrace.
I can't believe the Eagles signed Chris Long.
It's there for you.
And they got
you.
Michael Bennett, too.
It's there for you.
We can have it.
We can have it all.
One more Super Bowl. That's all it takes.
One more. Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's it?
Unstoppable. The fan base will be unstoppable.
But we should embrace that.
Embrace it. Enjoy it. Love it.
Let's go to Scott in Barrington. Scott, what's happening, man?
Brother Joe, what's good with you?
Not too much, man. What's up?
Is that my man, Brother D?
Hanging out, man. What's up, Scotty?
I can't call it, man. Again, it was good seeing you at a Fanatic Fan Fest. I just cherish every moment, me and you, Brother D. Brother Joe, we got a link up there next year.
Next time, you bet, Scott.
No doubt. Let's get down to business. They got other callers with the Eagles. Dez Bryant, he's a position player, number one. We already have that in the receiver. Number two, like I said, he wants to be a number one, and we all know that he's not. So it would have been interesting. But, fellas, give me a rundown on this Akins guy.
Well, he had his career in Baltimore. I would say that he was solid, if unspectacular. The player that he reminded me of the most that you've probably seen a ton of, Scott, is Jason Avant. I thought that Kamar Akin and Jason Avant are like the same dude.
Nice comparison.
Okay. Not a bad comparison right there. Guy just does dirty work. We all know what Mr. Avant brought to the table.
Just catch the football.
Just do your job. Last but not least, fellas, thank you for taking my call. Be safe out there. Also, I'm going to throw in, now, be safe to everybody in Carolina. My boy just came out from Raleigh, and I'll stay with his sister over here in Jersey, but there's peace with them, and blessings to him. But last one is, who you putting on Evans, and who you putting on Deshaun? So let's just answer once again. Peace. God bless.
I'm certainly hoping that Darby's on Deshaun.
Yes. You don't want to see Jalen Mills on Deshaun.
He'd run right by him.
And I got two guys on Evans, for the record. Yes. Just full disclosure.
Hey, Ronnie, where you at?
Two.
Ronnie, yeah. Where you at?
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
Deshaun would just run right by Jalen Mills.
Mm-hmm.
He would.
I'm not convinced that Mike Evans wouldn't.
Oh, he would? Yeah.
So I might be in the Malcolm Jenkins market if you're going to be messing around with Evans in the slot, especially. I'm messing with that a little bit.
Yeah, and then you wonder what they might do with Sidney Jones in the slot if it's Chris Godwin or if they decide to move him around a little bit. And as you just pointed out, Malcolm Jenkins, they're going to have to do some creative things against those wide receivers. Now, they did fare well against the Atlanta Falcons, where Mohamed Sanu
and
Calvin Ridley did not get off, but Julio Jones did have big numbers, but they were only between the 20s. So maybe if they can do that again, then they will be in good, the Eagles will be in good shape on Sunday.
See, I should, I guess, by conventional logic, be worried about those guys. Eagles D-line is going
to
smash.
You get to the quarterback.
That's all it is.
Fletcher Cox.
Just wreck the whole thing.
Talk about him yesterday. Fletcher Cox.
We talk about these matchups on the outside. The Eagles D-line is just going to wreck, so why are we even... You know what I mean?
Nigel Bradham is back.
That's right.
Right?
And I don't mean to oversimplify it, but like the matchups on the outside, and I know that I've talked about this earlier this week, you're seeing guys who are GMs who used to be paying corners. Those guys are paying defensive ends and pass rushers now, defensive linemen. Because if you have a shutdown corner, Champ Bailey, Ty Law, whoever you want to throw out there, can take a guy out of the game. No doubt about it.
Peace.
Pass rusher, defensive lineman can wreck the game, the whole thing.
Yep.
No, nothing to do on offense, and that's what the Eagles have done so well so far.
To the conversation yesterday, how good is Fletcher Cox?
Outrageously good, I would say.
I would say
statistically, he's never going to have the statistical impact that Aaron Donald has, Khalil Mack.
Is that why he doesn't get the same type of recognition?
I think so.
Okay.
Because I would argue that at the same time that J.J. Watt was winning Defensive Player of the Year awards, he was great. There were players who were just as good at doing their jobs.
Von Miller, etc.
That didn't turn in the touchdowns and the sack fumbles and everything else. That just happened to be circumstantial based on what J.J. Watt's asked to do. He's really, really good. I think that Fletcher Cox is victimized by that a little bit.
And he's quiet.
Yeah.
Says nothing. Just goes
shoots
out there.
Stuff in his... free time.
Exactly.
Just goes out humming.
That's it. Stays in Mississippi in the offseason. Doesn't make a lot of noise. Doesn't wind up in Los Angeles or anything.
Do you think that he has a chance at Defensive Player of the Year?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Especially if this is the number one defense. The team has the same type of success that they had a season ago. Maybe they get that one or two seed. He has that impactful type of year again. And he gets up there a little higher in the sack total number again. Yes, he absolutely has a chance.
I can't get over the Devontae Freeman play where he forces him back inside to the middle. I can't get over it.
Fletcher Cox is so good.
That's never going to show up. That's what I'm saying. That's never going to show up on a defensive player of the year like stat line. And that was a ridiculous play.
He's so good, man.
Just need to pay attention, people.
He's so tough. So good.
632-0975. Devon and Joe right back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000. Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them now at FamilyAutos.com. And Roofing Nation, 50% off a brand new roof. Visit RoofingNation.com. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Since 1983, Carlino's Market has been creating and serving a fine selection of artisan foods with their tradition of old world techniques. Right now, stop in for Carlino's featured highlight of the month, the famous homemade tomato pie. Homemade dough topped with Carlino's signature fresh-made chunky tomato basil sauce and baked fresh for you and your family. Pick one up today at either store in either Westchester or Ardmore and make your day a Carlino's day. Order online at carlinosmarket.com.
It's the little things, like her first goal of the season. That's my baby! Or scoring huge savings at the Peebles One Big Sale. Because Friday through Sunday, the more you buy, the more you save. Buy one item, get 40% off. Buy two, get 50% off. Buy three or more, and you'll score 60% off. Plus, our Super Blowout Doorbuster gets you an extra 70% off already reduced prices on shoes, beauty, and more. Hurry in! Peebles. Little things mean everything. Peebles is part of our Sage family. Offer exclusions apply.
We ride the practice dock, draw one more loop, and get back up when we get thrown down. In order to be the best, you got to work and have gear that works for you. That's why we wear Ariat. With a dedication to innovation, Ariat boots and clothing work for us so we can work harder. We put ourselves at the test every day. We are athletes. Better keep up. Ariat and Boot Barn. Best is yet to come.
Well, I talk about my lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good year-round. The summer takes a toll on a lawn. The baking sun makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain we had this season makes everything grow, especially the weeds. That's why I use my guys in Natural Lawn. Fall's the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe. Now, you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. The number is 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
When I spell Wednesday, I have to say Wednesday in my head, or I will spell it wrong every single time.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Whenever I tip someone at the food truck, I wait for them to watch me before I put in the money.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
Well, last night I finished off a family-sized serving of chips. Hey, I'm a family of one.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
This Bourbon Heritage Month, we're all about the sipping and savings at Fine Wine and Good Spirits. Offers end September 30th, 2018. Please enjoy responsibly.
Join the Fanatic at Arden Credit Union at 1500 Spring Garden Street this Saturday from 10:30 to 12:30 for a chance to win station prizes, game tickets, and a chance to meet Philly basketball player TJ McConnell. That's this Saturday at Arden Credit Union on Spring Garden. Go to the events page at 975thefanatic.com for more details.
Final segment here with Devon Givens. Before you're just stuck with me until midnight, Joe Torti.
Never stuck with Joe. It's always fun.
I guess that's true. Speaking of fun, two things I want to get into with you, Devon, before we go. Because I know that you teased the Robert Covington stuff. We got to get into that for a second. This will take much less time. Do you remember the conversations when the Eagles were head coach hunting? Listen, Devon, first time, long time. I want you to know that the Eagles need to do whatever it takes. Throw as much money as you can at John Gruden and get him out of the booth and get him on the Eagles sideline.
Yes.
How would that look right now? Holy smokes, it's terrible in Oakland right now.
Fletcher Cox would be a member of the Atlanta Falcons.
But...
Because you weren't paying him $100 million.
Who's getting signed, right? That's what I like to think about, right? Like, who would be on this? 1,000% Dez Bryant's on this team.
Dez Bryant's on the team.
1,000,000% Dez Bryant's on this team.
Dez Bryant is on the team, no question.
Nelson Agholor has already been given up on, so he's off the team.
Jordan Matthews is still here.
Jordan Matthews? you're getting some kind of hard-nosed guy, a fullback. He's going to call, like, Lorenzo Neal out of retirement.
Yes, yes.
He's here. Harry Douglas is here to play the slot.
Yes.
Like, that's the crew.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
How could we not see that coming?
Antonio Gase would be the tight end.
That's it.
Yes.
That's the guy. Like, this is where...
What is he doing?
It's crazy. I knew the crazy stuff was going to happen this year. It's week one. He traded a third-round pick for a guy who sure as shooting was going to get suspended for a year.
Right.
Then the announcement comes out that, yeah, he's going to get suspended. So they're like, all right, we're done with this guy. They cut him.
My God.
Then they watch the game. They're like, our wide receivers can't go anywhere. You know what? Maybe missing a year of this guy is better than what we have out there. Why don't you come on back, Martavis Bryant?
What are you doing?
Khalil Mack doesn't want to be here.
Seriously? When he said that to Lisa Saw, I think it was Lisa Salters he said that to before that Monday night game. He didn't want to be here, Lisa. That was clear. Dude, you didn't talk to him all offseason.
My favorite quote is that $90 million is an exorbitant amount of money to spend on one person.
How dare you say that?
I'm like, dude.
How dare you say that?
Oh, man.
It's like remember when Wedding Crashers, when Will Ferrell was in the scenes and stuff, and he's like... Of course, the meatloaf part. But he's like, I never know what she's doing. What is she doing back there? I never know what she's... What is he doing over there?
I never know what John Gruden is doing.
I never know what John Gruden is doing over there. He has $90 million, and he's still doing those Bridgestone commercials. He's good.
You end up with Doug Peterson, and 65% of the city's like, what the hell?
Oh, man.
How'd we end up with this guy? And now you fast forward to today. Can you imagine what that would have looked like?
Not Super Bowl champion.
Okay. Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Yes.
Yes. There it is.
What are you doing? I never know
and
what she's doing.
Yeah.
Toast the meatloaf.
Toast that meatloaf. Second thing I want to get into before we go back to the
toast
phones.
The bread and get some meatloaf.
Robert Covington stuff.
Number 48 on the SI Top 100.
How do you feel about the ranking, first of all, in terms of too high? Forget the player. The ranking in terms of...
I'm fine with it because based off... You know a lot of it has to do with team success.
Sure.
So J.J. Redick on that list, I think is... I had it written down. I think he is 62. Dario Saric is 54.
Okay.
Covington, 48. Ben Simmons, currently 26. Joel Embiid has not been ranked yet. We're assuming he's in the top 15, top 10. He's that good. I don't have a problem with it because of team success. The fact that he was a first-team all-defensive performer and consistently played well on that side of the basketball all year. Yes, he had his lapses, of course. We all pointed it out from game to game to game when he did not play well. But again, I think 48 is fair. He's in front of players like Devin Booker at 50. Tyler, we went off on that one. Andrew Wiggins is in the 70s.
Yep.
But again... Andrew Wiggins, yes, he's a one-trick pony, but it doesn't help you win.
He had a bad year, too.
The defense helps the Sixers be who they are with what he does as that 3-and-D player. He is never going to be Kevin Durant, LeBron James, or Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, those types of players. But for what they need and what they do, he is a nice fit for the Philadelphia 76ers. He is. I'm okay with number 48.
Okay.
I am.
All right. So... I'll say this, and this is my first, and it's going to end up being my last word about Robert Covington, just because I've seen enough to know that this isn't likely going to change.
No, it's not. People are going to call you.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I think that the Sixers need to sign whatever superstar small forward they can find.
I would not be opposed to that.
You swing and miss on LeBron James, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, all that. I don't care. Just keep them, whoever the next one is.
Keep them rolling.
Keep them rolling. Do I hate Robert Covington? I do not. It is not Robert Covington's fault that I want any of these guys. People are like, oh, Robert Covington's way overpaid, and he's never going to be this or he's never going to be that. All right, how did that take you by surprise? Like, you've been watching the guy. You think that he's going to turn into LeBron James or, like, even Andre Iguodala, you think he's going to turn into, like, all of a sudden, just overnight? I don't agree with that. He does things well.
He does winning things at times.
Winning things.
Yes, he does.
You want someone else to be your starting small forward. If for no other reason, and Devon, we've talked about this before. I don't think you've shot me down. Small forward in this NBA, the three position, is the most important position on the floor when it comes to winning championships, period.
And you can even extend it a little bit and just say the wing position.
Right.
With that small forward position.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's the most important.
It is. That's why so many guys are drafted where they are because of these wing positions, these 3-and-D things.
He's a nice player.
Uh-huh.
When you're going up against, and at the end of the playoffs, everybody's got amazing wings, right?
Yes.
Every single team has, at that position, a great wing.
Mm-hmm.
You're hamstringing yourself by making this guy surefire starting small forward on your team. That's all it is.
You are hamstringing yourself. I would agree with that. You're putting yourself in a tough spot. But for right now, with what they have, listen, they went after those other players that you're talking about. So he was either going to be gone because he has a nice contract that's easy to move, or he was going to be with the team with that new wing player, small forward.
Different role.
And just coming off the bench.
Yep. It's not his fault, but they should not stop looking. They should just keep going because in order to maximize your success long term, that's a position that I think when you've got a point guard like Ben Simmons, you've got a center like Joel Embiid, you are doing yourself a disservice by not trying to upgrade that position.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the positions that you will feel that can be upgraded. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No question.
And that's all it is.
And Andrew Wiggins is at 74.
Man, oh man.
And it's funny because as I read real fast before you get to the calls, as each season passes, Wiggins is... lack of follow-through becomes more aggravating. He's attempting more threes, but he hasn't yet established himself as a knockdown shooter. Blah, blah, blah. He does all these things, athletic tools to be a premier defender, but his awareness lags, and he's often passive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
dude, I'm starting to think that Andrew Wiggins is a really smart guy, actually. Because remember we were having the conversation? This dude's supposed to be like one tick below LeBron, right? How come he's not taking over Kansas games? He doesn't want people to see that he can't, like, knock it down.
What did he have, 2 points in that tournament game?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's not stepping outside and hitting shots. He's not trying to take over games. Maybe he knows that he's not a tick below LeBron. It's not his fault that everybody thinks of him that way coming out.
Just like when Billy King offered Andre Iguodala $80 million, it wasn't his fault that he took that money. You're supposed to take that money.
You do what you have to do.
You take the cash.
That's right. Devon?
Yes.
Take the cash and run.
See?
Thank you very much,
man. See you at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, Yeah?
Oh.
I didn't even know this. We're doing it again?
No.
Oh.
But I'll be here 6 to 9. You'll be 9 to midnight.
Oh, got my hopes up.
Yeah,
I thought we'd do a power hour session.
We can do that, man. We can do that.
Devon, thanks a lot for sticking around, man.
See you tomorrow, man.
Talk to you tomorrow at 6?
Yep.
All right, Devon Givens, Joe Torti will return until midnight right here on 97.5, The Fanatic.